Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's... Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll say that prematurely, but nonetheless, have a great holiday. Today's show, not in preparation for the holiday, but today's show to be put in your memory banks and never forgotten. The title of today's show, Stop Sugar, Kill Cancer, The Hard Science of the Warburg Effect. As always, I'm going to dig through the science for you, try to simplify it as much as I can. I know some of you, well, you kind of get headaches because I get so technical sometimes, but you really got to ask yourself what health is about. And in the trenches with it for many years, I will tell you that health is about when things don't go your way, you have to change your lifestyle. You have to get compliant with new health patterns that, well, maybe you find rather difficult, giving up things that you like, giving up what we've unfortunately developed as the American way of life. And it's not easy to do. And because rather than really change lifestyle, what we like to do is believe that some herbal remedy is going to come to the rescue, or a series of herbal remedies or quick fix detoxifications are going to show us the other way, the other side, back to radiant health, freedom from disease, because we really want to believe that. What we don't do is change lifestyle. And I can tell you, I wished it were that way too. My life would be much easier if we could suggest an herb or something simple to give you the radiant health you're looking for, especially when you have serious health concerns. I never found that to be the case. What I found to be the case is you have to go through and be willing to embrace a radical series of lifestyle changes. And I mean radical. When you're sick, you have to go radical. Now, why I do shows like Stop Sugar, Kill Cancer, The Hard Science Behind the Warburg Effect, is because there's so much quick fix remedy out there. And there's so much nonsense that collectively, when you're in the trenches with a real serious health concern, all the time, all the money, all the energy you spend in a month or two or three or six, you start spinning in circles. Now, some people, fortunately, will never know what I'm talking about, because it's easy to dabble in the holistic arts. You try a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's kind of fun. You listen to claims made about herbal remedies and detoxifications, and you comfort yourself in that sense that, well, you're protected from all these things that can happen after 50 or 60. You're not going to get sick because you cleanse your liver, this kind of thing. And you're never going to know what I'm talking about. But those of you who have succumbed to disease, who have symptoms that won't go away, who have your lifestyle interrupted, do know what I'm talking about. And what I'm talking about is there's so much stuff out there. You spin and you spin and you spin and you spin. And in the end, you don't know how to appropriate your time, you don't know how to appropriate your money, and you don't know how to appropriate your energy, because there's so much everybody's telling you to do. This is why I do my show. Because, and here's my point, watching you saunter through these various calamities, watching you over the years, the issues are you don't really understand why you're doing what you're doing. If you're that person in the audience today that says, look, I don't really want to understand it with detail because I'm too busy and I just want to know what to do. This is a lie. It's a lie you tell yourself, and you're not guilty. But it doesn't work because when you're asked to make radical changes in your lifestyle, you have to know why you're doing what you're doing. Everybody knows sugar is not good for you. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows somewhere along the line, sugar and tumors, cancers, other serious diseases are implicated with each other. Everybody kind of knows that, but do you really know it? You see, this is the thing. If you looked at all the people in America today dealing with serious disease, we'll focus on cancer today. How many of them dead start in the beginning, right from day one, give up sugar? I mean, not just sugar, bring the blood sugar down to 70 or 80. Live with blood sugar 70, 80. Really knock it between the eyeballs. It's next to nobody. And why is that? Because you don't really know why you have to give up sugar. And this is where you have to meet me halfway. Because I'm going to get technical today, like I often do, but I'm going to make it simple technical. Because many of us, unfortunately, have this idea that science is so highfalutin and complicated with $10 words that really mean nickel things that you can't really understand why you have to do what you have to do. If you can't understand why you have to do what you have to do, you're never going to do it. And that's why I do my show this way. So today's show, Stop Sugar, Kill Cancer, The Hard Science Behind the Warburg Effect, Otto Warburg. If you can, amen, get to the website. Please get to the website. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com, straighttalk.cc, and follow with the pictures if you possibly can. If you're driving and you can't, it's you're new to the show, welcome. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. There are few shows like this in America, very few shows on AM radio in America. I'm not selling anything. I'm asking you to learn. And we need to learn. So let's go. Show 287. 5 years of shows. People listening all over the world. Doctors listening everywhere. Let's keep doing this. Stop Sugar, Kill Cancer, The Hard Science of the Warburg Effect. All right. First minor headache or minor joy for you is to understand what we mean by glycolysis. So if you can, go to picture number two. Everybody out there in radio land has heard the word ATP. ATP, adenosine triphosphate. ATP catalysts. We sell supplements to people. I don't. But out there, your health food stores, so on and so forth, you have supplements for sale. And they'll say ATP catalysts, Krebs cycle catalysts. They'll sell things like NADH. They'll sell things like SOD. And all these are $10 words for parts of the machinery of what we call glycolysis all the way to oxidative phosphorylation. There's a process in the body you've got to get hip to. And what it means is your cells to do what your cells need to do. So I'm talking to your brain cell and your heart cell and your kidney cell and your liver cell and your pancreas cell and your bone cells and your skin cells and your muscle cells and all the cells of your body. For your cells to do what they have to do, they have to suck in a certain amount of glucose. That's right. The bad stuff, glucose, which is the good stuff in regulated quantities. Your cells have to suck in glucose and go through some intergalactic process where they spit out ATP. Glucose becomes ATP. That's called the cell energy in a nutshell. To make the process efficient, whereby you suck in glucose and you spit out ATP, And that ATP is the currency of the cell. It's the dollars and cents of the cell. It's what makes the machine run. With enough ATP, then your cell can do its job and repair itself. It can do its job and repair itself. So ATP is money. And the substrate, the foundation upon which the money is made, is called glucose. And the efficiency through which glucose translates to ATP, well, that's called the cell energy. Is it efficient? Can you take in glucose and spit out as much currency as possible so the cell can do what the cell's supposed to do, specific to the organ, and then have leftover change to repair itself? Now, you can get that. I don't care if you have a second grade education. You can understand this. I don't care if you barely understand English. You can understand this. There's nothing complicated about what I just said. It's because I'm the teacher you wanted to have when you were taking science. Believe me, I am that teacher. Go to picture number two, those of you who can. It says glucose in and pyruvate out. Glucose in and something else on the bottom called pyruvate. Not ATP, pyruvate. The first step inside the cell after it sucks glucose in is to make something called pyruvate. Now, go to picture four if you can. If you can, go to picture number four. Those of you driving, just understand, suck the glucose in, spit out pyruvate. Pyruvate's just another molecule. It goes into a process in the mitochondria. And you've heard about mitochondria. It's a little factory within the cell that's the energy powerhouse. I mean, you can listen to people all the time on radio selling supplements to enhance my mitochondrial output, to help repair damaged mitochondria, that the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. And if you down this specialized supplement, boom, your mitochondria are going to pump out way more ATP. You've heard about this. Lots of radio stations advertise all sorts of stuff about how the mitochondria can be supercharged so you can make more ATP, and you know this. So this is nothing new. The moment you convert sugar on its way to ATP, stopping at pyruvate, that pyruvate molecule goes into a cycle inside the mitochondria called the Krebs cycle. And there in picture four are all the steps of the Krebs cycle. It's a cycle. Pyruvate gets converted to acetyl-CoA. That's not in the Krebs cycle. It's somewhere else, but I'm skipping that. The pyruvate from the glucose gets converted to the acetyl-CoA. And the acetyl-CoA goes into a cycle that goes round and round and round and round. That's called the Krebs cycle or the citric acid cycle. It was discovered by a guy named Dr. Krebs. Or worked out in terms of mechanism by Dr. Krebs. I think he got the Nobel Prize for it. It was another huge day in science. It happened a long time ago. And everybody in science studies the Krebs cycle, which is now called the citric acid cycle for whatever reason. We like to give things a lot of names, right? That makes your life tougher, but that's the way it works. Everybody puts their name on it, so everything's got 50 names, all right? And it varies from country to country. All right, so glucose goes into the cell, gets converted to pyruvate, that gets converted to acetyl-CoA, and that acetyl-CoA gets thrown into the Krebs cycle in the mitochondria of the cell, and the Krebs cycle goes round and round and round and pops out something called NADH, which we sell as a supplement, and pops out FADH2 also. So these little moieties, these little chemicals pop out of the Krebs cycle. Now this is where it gets fascinating. That NADH and that FADH2 go into another place in the mitochondria also, into a process called oxidative phosphorylation. Oxidative, those of you who can, go to picture 11.